Welcome to our show. Before we start, did you know that you could support our show by pushing the patron button at our website, thebillshow.net? You'll be helping us pay the bills and continue to provide you with what we do every fortnight. Political insights and progressive news, including some of the most recent clips from the U.S. political scene. Just click patron at thebillshow.net, and for the cost of a cappuccino a month, you can help us maintain our show. Thanks. Now on with the show.
From the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I've been here before, I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah. I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not giving up, and neither should you.
And welcome to The Bill Show, ladies and gentlemen. That's Kate McKinnon with her rendition of Hallelujah. Of course, Leonard Cohen dying earlier this week. And, of course, she did it as Hillary Clinton. Randy, hi.
And Leon Russell. They're dropping like flies.
I know. Yeah.
Yes, it's a somber. It's a sort of a somber show. This.
Yeah, I'm not going to do any fart jokes today.
No, I did enough for us to last for a few shows last time.
I think so.
But yeah, young Willie, this show is two things. One, it's a watershed moment. You called this last show that it was going to happen, but also.
I said it might.
Yeah, it's the starting gun for us to steel ourselves for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
because if he is confirmed on the 19th of December, then we have a long road ahead of us. And you know what? Your friend Kellyanne Conway is already threatening everybody, Harry Reid and everybody, to be careful about criticizing the president-elect.
Go fuck yourself, okay? Yeah, really, she probably does with ahead. Fuck yourself.
Kellyanne, we'll call her Kellyanne.
You want sensitivity training? Fine.
Yeah.
Let's call her Kellyanne. You're a whore now, you're a whore then.
Call her Kellyanne Goebbels. Kellyanne Goebbels.
Listen,
has
man, if you think we're going to be nice about this, you have no fucking idea.
Well, there's a lot of people that have been having, I'll tell you, Willie, a lot of people have been having a go at me for saying things like, Trump's tramp and, we should go after young Barron the same way they went after the Obama's girls.
We shouldn't do that. We should leave actually Melania and the kids alone.
Melania and the kids are still the targets. They're still calling them little pickaninnies and stuff. That makes me upset.
Well, no, we shouldn't be going after those. We should be going after Donald Trump, and also we should be talking a little bit about why the greatest nation on earth decided to install a fascist as president of the United States. Listen, we're going to talk a lot about that.
Over the next 4 years. Yeah.
We have a very full show, and hopefully you'll stay with us. The first thing I did, Randy, is that I actually went down to... as you know, we're in Australia, and we went to...
That's right, and I just got back in the nick of time, too, before they closed the gates.
That's right, you did. Thank God
they
for
put us. Put up the wall. Yeah, yeah.
There was only one fat Yank in Australia. Now there are two.
Well, there's three if you count the original
Bill.
That's
right. The original Bill was there. And by the way, he's in this. Yeah. Listen, we did some interviews over at Democrats Abroad, did a fantastic get-together in Melbourne, which I was very, very happy to be a part of. Chris Stukley, who was is the head of Democrats Abroad, did a wonderful job putting together in Melbourne, in a little suburb called Richmond, a gathering of all of the folks who were there to watch, hopefully, Hillary win. Didn't turn out that way, and I have some interviews from that occasion as we were watching the... It's not a fun recording, but some interesting insights from the people who were watching the returns as they came in Richmond, Victoria, Australia. So I'm going to play these for you. Randy, have a listen.
Okay, here we are. I'm at the T-shirt thing. I'm looking at a row of Hillary T-shirts, and a woman is saying, "I gotta buy one." And I'm telling her, here on the Bill Show, we talk about the two fat lefties. I'm not sure that this is gonna fit me. So, but I got my buttons anyway. Anne, how you going? You're from New York and California. You're here.
Bi-coastal. I'm very bi-coastal.
You're bi-coastal. So, tell me, today, are you hopeful?
I'm quietly confident.
How have you felt during this entire brouhaha?
Quietly confident, but a little worried at the same time.
We're showing Trump ahead in North Carolina. Trump's ahead in Ohio. It looks like he's got Ohio. And Trump's now ahead in Florida. Trump's ahead in Wisconsin. This is pretty hairy. Pretty hairy. Okay, things getting rather rich and real here. We're still in Richmond. I am talking to Mindy. Hey, Mindy, where are you from?
I'm originally from Texas, from Dallas, Texas.
From Dallas,
yes,
Texas?
Yes, yes.
And you've moved?
I have moved, but I moved from Austin. So I have a little bit of credibility.
Yeah, it's the island. It's the island of sanity. We're also talking to Clark.
I'm Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne.
You're Melbourne. And Mindy, you said you were talking to some friends over in Texas. Now, what's happening right now on the board is that Trump is ahead.
Yeah.
In Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio, and Florida.
Yes.
Well, your feelings at this moment?
Well, my feelings are, as my sister has texted me, she's in Texas, and she says, so embarrassing to live in Texas. I'm surrounded by Trump idiots.
And are the Trump idiots howling at the moon?
Yes, they probably are, unfortunately. Yes.
Are they aware that radioactive waste does fall on everybody?
I don't think that they're aware of much.
Oh, good. We can wait for the burning of the Reichstag. Did you think this was the way it was going to go?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. I did.
Why? Oh, look. Hope. We have hope. Hillary's ahead in Virginia, but we always thought she would take Virginia because of Tim Kaine. So, if the unthinkable happens and America elects a fascist, and I don't really call it, he's a fascist, he's straight up. What do you think is going to go on from here?
Well, for me personally, I will probably be relinquishing my passport.
You know, I'm considering that. I'm actually considering that.
Yes, me too.
Because I don't want to be associated with this brouhaha. You know, really seriously, because this is mental. So tell me, when did you move here?
I moved here in 2002. And since I've been here, I've been watching in horror the way that the American political scene has sort of changed.
What do you think is responsible for this?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
We talk a lot on the show about the media and basically the entity that is Fox News.
Absolutely. Look, I can just watch Fox News for 5 minutes, and that's a good reminder that I can't go back home.
You have told everybody about the education system and the health system here.
I have, and I am in the education system, so I...
So am I.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher. You a teacher?
I'm a professor of education.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, that makes you an ideal Trump supporter. What did you feel when Trump said, I love an uneducated voter?
Oh, it killed me. Killed me.
Well, listen, Mindy, hopefully things won't turn out the way they're turning out.
That's right.
Because this is absolutely... I got tears in my eyes. I know.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable. Who would have thought?
It's a good thing that we have a chance to drink together.
Yes.
Hopefully things will turn around. Okay, thank you, Mindy, for talking to me. And I want to talk a little bit to Clark here. Now, Clark, you're an Australian, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
What are your feelings about what's happening in the good old U.S. of A.?
It's pretty concerning. As an Australian, you feel a bit hopeless because you don't really get a say, but you still get to watch the world burn.
You still get to watch the world burn. It's going to be a hell of a fire. Do you ever see the movie On the Beach?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, that's the movie with Gregory Peck and Ava Gardner where Australia is the last place that doesn't get the radioactive fallout.
Oh, there you go.
It's a cheery. It's a musical. We're touring it next year. So you're here with your American friends, right?
I am. I'm trying to show some camaraderie.
Are you trying to get them as drunk as possible at this particular time?
Yeah, I think as the day goes on.
Are you the American friend?
I am.
How things, man?
I woke up with a lot of hope this morning, and it's completely disappeared since arriving and looking at these polls, and I'm feeling pretty pretty scared.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I feel you. I feel it, man.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Level.
Where are you from originally?
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't feel like I can help much either. I'm from, you know, blue state. But
how long have you been here?
About 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
You like it here?
I do. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you told all your friends that they can move here? There are beaches.
Yeah. I've got citizenship, though, Australian citizenship.
So do I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We gotta start marrying off Australians.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously. Clark, are you prepared to marry American?
Yeah. Maybe. To be honest, I was married to an English person, and then they voted Brexit, so I don't trust anybody anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's this insanity? It's like a Charlton Heston science fiction film from the 70s. My God. Well, thank you, Clark and...
Emily,
thank you. God bless you. Let's hope that things don't go continue being so bad. All right. Okay, we're sitting here, and Nate Silver's just predicted 55% chance of a narcissistic sociopath becoming president of the United States. Your thoughts? This is Bill Davis, the original Bill. Bill.
Well, I think that essentially what we've seen is a tremendous propaganda campaign over the last 3 months, but especially over the last 3 weeks from the Republicans, and I think a lot of people have bought into this stuff about Hillary, most of which isn't true. So I'll be highly disappointed if Trump actually wins.
A psycho becoming president of the United States, worthy of your disappointment.
Well, is all I've got to say is if this happens, I want the Democratic Party to remember how they screwed fucking Hillary, how screwed Bernie for Hillary, and Bernie would have beat him by now.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think Bernie would have beat him by now.
Oh, I'm in trouble. Having sympathy for the Democratic Party. I think that they've made their own bed, and I'll be disappointed as hell if Hillary doesn't win, but this doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good. Okay, Bill, thanks for being back on the broadcast. I'm going to go maybe take some heroin.
Me too.
Okay. Chris, we talked earlier, and it's coming in very, very close. Your feelings right now. I know my feelings. I told you my feelings. Yeah. I'm on my way out the door. But I'm not losing hope. Where are you at?
Well, I'm also not going to lose hope, but it is a lot closer than I was anticipating. A lot closer, and too close for comfort. That's all I can say right now.
How do we explain this?
I could not tell you. I have absolutely no idea how this could possibly be happening in our country.
What is wrong with these people? I'm sorry. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's literally on. He's gonna be on trial for raping a child.
Yes, yes. And that is just the shocking thing about it. It's unbelievable that so many people back home are actually voting for this clown. Really, I get that going out and voting is an important American, you know, tradition, and it's our right. But come on, vote for somebody who can actually make change.
What is with the evangelical Christians? What's going on with this?
Yeah, this is not a Christian candidate. How could they possibly say that this is a Christian candidate? But so many people have actually come out and said he is. Mm-hmm. He's a born-again Christian. What? Not possible.
From yesterday.
Yes. Absolutely insane. So I'm still going to say I'm cautiously optimistic, but it's getting more half empty than half full. Oh, but
Hillary just won Colorado.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit more optimistic, but I just saw my own state being red, which is Wisconsin, and that's shocking because they have not been blue. They have not been red since the Reagan years.
Wisconsin wasn't one she was going to lose.
I know, exactly, and that's something that scares me. 10 electoral votes, it's not very much, but it still can swing it either way. So I don't think they've called it yet, but I was shocked to see it was red.
Well, listen, God bless. God be with us all.
Exactly.
And thanks for the day. It's been fantastic.
Absolutely.
The food is fantastic. The company is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's lovely to finally meet you.
Very nice to meet you, too.
Take care, Chris. Thank you.
God bless you.
I know.
Yeah, that was election day in Australia, Randy.
Yeah.
So, that was... It was a fun party.
Of course.
Really, it was great.
Yeah. Of course, I was in the eye of the tornado.
Yeah.
I sat there in Mexifornia.
Yeah.
And
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. And I was watching Well, my mother only watches Fox News.
Yeah.
But I switched over to CNN to get at least a little more balanced thing. But honestly, after a while, I just had to stop. It was like watching a train wreck.
Yeah.
Only being on the train.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I was actually on the train as it wrecked, and I felt really, really, really scared. And I, of course, I was all locked and ready to go tomorrow, the following day, back to Australia. And I honestly couldn't wait. And I saw a lot of people just with this sort of shell shocked look on their faces, like, you know, post 9/11, only it was 11/9.
It's 9/11 again. It really is.
But no, the other way around, 11/9. So, November the 9th is something the day after is going to be really, I don't know. You talked about getting a bit teary-eyed watching the results come in. I felt that, too. I felt it wasn't so much for Hillary. It was more, I think, about, feeling... just sad for all, and it's all happened. It's all happened.
Grieving.
Kids getting beat up by at school.
It's happening.
Teachers being fired for daring to look at the correlation between the rise of Trumpism and the rise of Nazism. And I will call Trumpism an ism because it is.
It is.
And we've been calling this 1933 Germany for months now.
Yeah.
And it is. There are people in America who, and in Australia, we've got that the conservatives here.
Yeah, they've come out from under the rocks here. They have.
Yeah, so it is the National Socialism of the 21st century is Trumpism.
It is.
And I'm just really sad about that.
I think that what terrifies me is that you have basically a country of 330 million, I think, that has basically proved themselves in the eyes of the world to be nothing more than corrupt, bigoted used car salesmen who don't mind oppressing whoever makes them feel uncomfortable. And
one thing I don't understand.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I don't understand. Explain this to me. The day after, we were in touch with Russia all along, and we were, and Russia said if Hillary had been elected, it would have been World War III. Mm. I don't understand
that. Well, no, I mean, Russia has elected Vladimir Putin. I mean, Russia no, and the FBI
has elected Donald Trump.
No, I mean, yeah, that's right, yeah. But... basically, we've reported it on the show, and we did. Our last episode was about that, which is basically that this is the byproduct, one of the reasons that Trump won, and the one being voiced by Hillary Clinton. Though I think there are a lot of reasons, Hillary. I don't think it's just Trump, but it is also the result of a conspiracy between an intelligence organization within the United States government and a foreign power, and it is. It was a coup, and there are other reasons that Hillary lost. Yes, by the way, she didn't lose the popular vote, and
no, and she's actually it's actually adding
up. Predicting that she'll have a plurality of over 2 million votes in America in the popular vote.
Yeah,
and so this is another time in which the Electoral College has basically screwed a Democrat and landed us with an incompetent president, and it's terrifying.
Well, yes and no. I'm going to my rant today is to the faithless electors to try to get them to flip.
I think that's I think the electors should. I think they have an obligation.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen.
And
let's take a little break from this and then get into the analysis, ladies and gentlemen, because there are reasons why this happened. We're going to talk about them. But first, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this message.
You are from Great Britain. What's your take on this?
I think people were traumatized. We did a show last night in Thousand Oaks, and they were just desperate to laugh. They were so traumatized, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It was almost like doing therapy, making them laugh. Mm-hmm. And, really, I mean, normally we could enjoy this, but we can't. Nobody in the world can enjoy this.
No, I think you're right. So. You know, I was thinking some people say, some people say, what are the things you can't make jokes about?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very difficult to make jokes about it at the moment because there's a sense of hopelessness.
Right.
I mean, what do you do with the oldest guy who's ever been elected president who is clearly unqualified for the job? That's quite a thought, you know.
I'm sure
we can find a silver lining, like... can you think of one?
The merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have great merchandise.
And he's going to have an interesting cabinet. I was watching CNN yesterday, you know, and he's going to have Christie, he's going to have Giuliani, he's going to have Newt Gingrich.
Right.
He's trying to get O.J. Simpson.
I told you, O.J. said no.
OJ's
worried about his reputation.
But the point is, he could start a pirate ship with that lot.
I think we're going to find out. We're going to give him a chance. President Obama, Hillary Clinton have said, let's give him a chance.
Give him a shot.
Yeah, I think that we're asking your country and other countries to give him a chance. Just give him a few more hours.
Yes. And the nice thing is he's got Putin to advise him. You know? Well, no, seriously, right? Because he uses the old KGB. I mean, Putin, after all, you know, he's probably a very nice chap and kind to his children and all that kind of thing. But he was head of the KGB.
Yes, yeah.
One of the most fearsome intelligence units of all time. And the KGB had a very, very simple principle. I don't know if you know this. It was accuse the opposition of exactly what you're doing yourself.
Right.
And I thought that was what Trump was doing.
Yeah, he did.
You know?
Yeah.
And as a result, Putin has got the president that he wants.
Right. Well, we'll find out.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
And we're back. And we are now in the midst of sifting through the rubble. Why did this happen?
I don't know.
Randy, why did this happen? That's what... Yeah, I know. You're... well, listen, I just want to play... and it gives me no satisfaction to play this. I'm going to play you two cuts from previous shows that we did.
I can never believe that you would actually say that before playing anything. Everything gives you great pleasure, Bill.
No, it does. This does not give me great pleasure.
What? This is the I told you so moment.
No, this is not I told you so. But it refers back to why it didn't happen. First of all, we did the last show about it is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
James Comey released that, and it destroyed her. The difference between Hillary winning and losing were three states: Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If she had picked up Ohio, Michigan, or Wisconsin, mm-hmm. she would have won. The difference between winning and losing in those winner-take-all states was, on total, out of 33 million people, 174,000 votes.
Yep.
That's it. If she had won one of those states, we wouldn't be here right now.
But, you know, Ohio must really be up themselves because they've done this before. In 2004, Ohio was the difference with John Kerry and George W. Bush second run. It was Ohio again. It's Ohio and Florida.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something right now.
Yeah.
That people who, and by the way, I have great respect for Hillary Clinton and the way she ran again in the debates.
Yeah.
I think in any normal election, you had to say that she carried herself incredibly well towards the end. I thought she was, you know, I came to the conclusion, wishful thinking wise, that I knew it was going to be close, but I didn't think she was going to lose, but I thought she was going to win. But let me read you this. This is from the Detroit Free Press. This came out the day after. In Wisconsin, where Clinton didn't make a single stop during the general election campaign, she won voters under 30 by just 4 points. Obama won them by 23 points 4 years ago. The state voted Republican for the first time since 1984. The vote among younger voters dropped off appreciably, said Tom Holbrook, political scientist from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Clinton's margin in the ultra-blue city of Milwaukee was 27,000 votes smaller than Obama. That was roughly the size of her statewide defeat. While Clinton may not have put a ton of resources in Wisconsin. Her campaign peppered Michigan with visits by her and her surrogates during the final weeks, but had not been there early in the campaign. Still in Detroit, she won roughly 50,000 fewer votes than Obama did in 2012.
Yep.
She didn't visit Wisconsin or Michigan early in the campaign. She ended up going to Michigan when she found out she was slipping there.
Yeah.
She never visited Wisconsin.
And that would have made all the difference.
Let me tell you something, and I say this with no satisfaction. It was hubris.
Yeah.
It was arrogance. It was basically the idea that these people, these Democrats who usually voted for her in Wisconsin and Michigan, would come out and they would vote for her. And she didn't feel she had to worry about that.
Do you know what's ringing in my ears?
What?
The interview she gave before Philadelphia, you know, like where the interviewer says, If you're the candidate for your party, I will be the candidate for my party. Do you remember that quote?
Yeah.
And that had the tone of voice of, don't talk to me. I'm going to be the candidate, yeah. And that's that.
I do not want to heap on Hillary.
No, I know, I know.
I don't want to heap on Hillary because.
But you talked about the arrogance. You talked about the hubris.
But we're here to talk truth here.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a tape now I want you to listen to. This is Cenk Younger, and this is from April.
And wow.
This was a time in which she was not going to Wisconsin or Virginia. This was out there in April. It's Cenk Younger from the Young Turks. Have a listen.
Story out in Politico today that Hillary Clinton is going after Jeb Bush's donors. So she is appealing to Republicans and saying, now, of course, it's not her directly. It's her handlers who are reaching out to Jeb Bush's bundlers, okay? So I didn't do it. And they're saying, hey, in essence, what's the difference? Give the money to us.
Now, that's from April, Randy. And you know what? During that time, early in the campaign...
Even as far back as April...
Hillary did not go to Wisconsin. Hillary did not go to Michigan. No, but I mean, I'm not sure if it's April, 6 months ago, whatever it was. But she did not go to Wisconsin. So when she thought she was winning, what she did was tilt to the right. She was so sure that she had the left in the bag. And of course, if you look at the statistics, this was an election that was calculated on many reasons. And one of them is that the left didn't show up. And by the way, in the words of Kurt Russell in The Thing, this is for all the people who didn't show up and should have shown up on Election Day.
Yeah, fuck you too!
Yeah, fuck you too.
Yeah, fuck you. But
fuck you guys too.
There's a line from Death of a Salesman.
What?
Attention must be paid.
Absolutely.
And she was not paying attention to those people, the millennials, the young left, the young right. All of those people have to be stroked. And she wasn't stroking them.
Well, no, she was getting Jay-Z and everything out there. But, you know, specifically the Rust Belt states, they've been suffering. I mean, you have people in Michigan who don't have clean water and still don't. You know, and they're just fucking pissed off. And, you know, busting Jay-Z in for a concert is not going to remedy that. Whereas Trump was there again and again and again saying, I understand your rage. You're not wrong. And she's calling you deplorable. It was a recipe for disaster. Hey, this is just being truthful, man.
Yeah, of course it is. Truthful. But you're absolutely right. But even if he was lying through his fucking back teeth. He still got their attention and ultimately got their vote.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to say something, too. I have tried to get Bernie supporters who didn't turn out and vote. I know people who refused to vote for Hillary. And I went back to show 148, and that was, remember, we had the Nevada caucuses.
That's right.
And it was just a charade of democracy.
Yeah.
Now, for me, it was water under the bridge. As soon as Bernie said, that's it, fine, I realized the situation I was in. I realized that Hillary was going to be better and would have been better with our, with the platform that we had gotten. But this is what I said in 148, and I just don't, again, I take no glee in this, but this is what I said after that entire sorry episode. Here it is.
This would never happen. You know, if Bill Clinton, if like, for example, if Barack Obama was running, he'd have the political good sense to try to build bridges with the people he ran against. Yeah, absolutely. Vice President Joe Biden exactly. would be the same way.
That's my
really
turn.
Is.
It's my
and
turn.
And I'll tell you
it's
something.
It's my turn.
If you want to split the Democratic Party up, if you want to really, they are so bone-ass stupid, Randy. They have absolutely no smarts at all. Mm-hmm. They are literally going to repel all these Bernie voters from ever voting for her, and we're going to end up with a fascist as president.
Yeah, Randy, I'm just keeping it kind of rich and real here. Let
yes.
me quote to you the statistics here. This is from CNN Politics. Voter turnout this year dipped to its nearly lowest point in two decades. While election officials are still tabulating the ballots, the 126 million votes already counted means 55% of voting-age citizens cast ballots that year. That means almost half of the people didn't vote. And the people that really didn't vote, as we said before, are the Democrats.
Yep, and the young.
Home.
Yeah.
They stayed home. So I've had personal experience with people who voted for, thing. If you had taken Jill Stein out of the picture, and I believe she polled 4%.
Yeah. That much? I thought it was less.
That would have done it. She had the popular vote already. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that, look, you can get mad at me for saying this. But you guys, Hillary was doing a touchdown dance during the primary. And she neglected the base. And the base either didn't vote or voted for Donald.
Oh, yes.
And that's the terrifying thing about it, is that as a candidate, early on in this procedure, she antagonized people or...
By ignoring them.
By really antagonizing them in the early primary... and labeling, look, all Trump had to do was label her the establishment. Now, do I excuse any Bernie voter for not voting against the screen? Absolutely not. I think that if you stayed home, what you did to your country is just the most egocentric thing I've ever heard in my life. Because with some of these people you listen to, they say, well, I won't vote for Hillary. You know what? 9 out of 10 of those people are middle class or above.
Right.
They're not going to be dragged out in the middle of the night because their parents happen to be here illegally. They're not going to have to suffer the slurs that have already started in this country. They just sit home and have the satisfaction of knowing that they were philosophically pure. I have no time for that. But what I'm saying is Hillary made it very easy for that to happen, and it did.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on top of that, you had a conspiracy in the last 10 days of this election by an intelligence organization, the FBI, and the Russian government.
And a foreign government, yes.
And the Russian government, who, by the way, this week admitted that they were in constant touch
yep.
with the Trump campaign. So you combine the 10 days in which she lost because of the big rat fuck that was a conspiracy to throw
yeah.
this election
yeah.
To Trump with the fact that she alienated her base. There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
She did it. Attention wasn't paid, and they just didn't. Look, I lived with somebody that went out. She said, I admitted plainly I voted for Trump. And yeah. she voted a straight Republican ticket because she said her reasoning was the pendulum swings, it's our turn. Yet she hates Donald Trump. She says, ooh, he's such an awful man. But I said, you voted yeah. for him. He says, well, I couldn't vote for lying Hillary. And I thought, well, I wish you hadn't voted at all, frankly.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to just say one thing about the FBI.
Yeah.
F stands for fascist. This is from the New York Times. Deep antipathy in the Hillary Clinton exists within the FBI. Multiple bureau sources have told the Guardian. This is from the Guardian.
Yeah.
Spurring a rapid series of leaks damaging to her campaign just days before the election, said one current agent. The FBI is Trump land.
Ooh.
Atmosphere raises questions about how Corey and the bureau is slated to run for the next 7 years. And they were talking about him running with Clinton. He's not going to have to. He's going to run with Trump. By the way, you know that girl who was suing for teen rape?
Yeah, the statutory rape case.
Yes. This is also, I think this is from Reuters. A woman who accused Donald Trump of raping her 2 decades ago when she was 13 years old has again dropped federal lawsuit over the alleged charges. The lawyer organized the event in which they were... she was expected to appear at a news conference in Los Angeles on Wednesday.
Yeah.
The lawyer organized the event, Lisa Bloom. She's also a correspondent for MSNBC on occasion.
Yep.
Said Trump's accuser had received threats.
Death threats.
Death threats. And was too frightened. No, it's not a joke, Randy. This woman received death threats and was too frightened to show up. So she's been raped again. In the most recent suit, Trump's accuser asserted that while she was exploring a modeling career in 1994, she attended a series of parties at the Manhattan home of prominent investor Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, the celebrity pimp.
The accuser's lead attorney, Thomas Meagher of New Jersey, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. He filed a one-page notice dismissing the case on Friday evening. So Trumpy doesn't have to worry about that, since somebody obviously has been making some phone calls to
her, and
now she's probably scared for her life.
And they've also, the Trump University case, the lawyers have moved that it be dismissed until February, so it doesn't distract him in the lead-up to the inauguration. Yeah.
So the child rape and fraud charges go away.
Yeah.
Item, Russia... This is from CNN. Russia said it had contact with the Trump team. The Russian government said Thursday that it had maintained contact with representatives from Donald Trump throughout the campaign.
That's terrible.
According to Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov, this contradicts specifically when Hot Hope Hicks, a spokesman for Trump campaign, flatly denied the Russian statement, saying that is not accurate. Well, I'm afraid your cat's out of the bag, but too late.
But what about their claim? It's the Russians' claim that if Hillary had been elected, it would have been on for World War III. I still don't get that.
That this entire thing, look. The ignoring the base, that's on Hillary. This conspiracy would have been enough alone to throw the election. And it was a conspiracy. This was a coup. Now, she was an awful candidate. She did some terrible things early on.
Yeah.
But if the election was held 2 weeks before, I think she would have won, or she would have won. Because Trump was on the ropes with every female in the United States saying they've been groped by him at one time or another.
Yep.
Now we've got this pile of shit. Item, ladies and gentlemen. The North Carolina Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, the North, and yes.
Yes. You know, those boys.
Yeah, the good old boys from North Carolina.
Yeah, they're crawling out of their rocks, ladies and gentlemen. The Washington Post reports one of the largest Ku Klux Klan groups in the country has announced a parade to celebrate President-elect Donald Trump's win.
Mm.
The Loyal White Knights of Pelham, North Carolina, you bunch of fucking bigoted bastards, says on its website that they're going to have a parade December 3rd.
Aww. And I bet you it's sponsored by Tide or somebody for white sheets. Yeah.
I'd like to also read for you Day One in Trump's America. This is by Insanul Ahmad.
Yeah.
A collection of tweets of what's been happening with these bastards coming out of their thing. I've got one here from Mankey Rafi.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm stopped at a gas station this morning, a couple of guys yell over to me, time to get out of this country, APU. Marine Kasana, who's obviously Muslim. Oh, Jesus, this disgusts me. I have a scarf on, passed by someone on the platform today. He says, your time's up, girly. Sarah Harvin says, not even 24 hours yet, my friend's sister, who is Muslim, had a knife pulled on her by a Trump supporter while on the bus by UIUC campus. This is from Alex Gale. Someone on the streets of LA just yelled at one of my girls, Latina co-workers, to go back where you came from. There are a few tapes of jolly little people calling black people in their class niggers. That's in high schools.
Yeah.
My mom literally just texted me, don't wear the hijab, please, and she's the most religious person in our family, says Harry Ehrman. Oh, here's one. Principal in Pennsylvania admits white students were chanting, cotton picker, you're a nigger, Heil Hitler.
To the teacher?
No, in the schoolyard. My mom and my sister are actually having the conversation on whether or not we should continue wearing hijab for their own safety. Three of my Muslim friends, whom I've never seen without hijab before, came to school without them today because they were afraid. In this... this one here struck me. Ashley Boyer, feeling angry. Just experienced one of the worst things in my entire life. While pumping gas, I had vehicle pull up beside me. Out jumps four males, all of whom are Caucasian. They then proceed to talk about the election and how they're glad they won't have to deal with niggers much longer. Now, being me... I just kept quiet until one walked over to me and said, how scared are you, you black bitch? I should just kill you right now. You're a waste of air. I still said nothing. I kept my head down. He then proceeds to say, what are you, deaf or something? You nigger. Then another guy steps out and shows me his firearm and he says, you're lucky they're witnesses. Or else I'd shoot you right here. By now, there's tears, full-blown tears. They leave. I have called the police, but I am shaken, upset, and confused. Is this what America is going to be like from here on out? I'll tell you something, Ashley. It's not. Because there are people, a majority of people in this country, who will not stand for it. Do you understand? There are people, Americans overseas, and there are Americans there. A majority, Ashley, a majority of Americans find this behavior and the president repulsive, and we will not stand for it.
Oh, I don't know, Bill. There's apathy is rampant.
Not anymore.
Oh,
Donald Trump has done something that no one has managed to do, and if there's any God in his heaven, he will turn the left wing militant in this country. Liz Warren said it the best. She says, we are going to stand up. I listened to Liz Warren the other day on Rachel Maddow. She said, that's it. She did say something about compromise when we should compromise. No, there's no fucking compromise.
None.
I want this motherfucker impeached. I want him impeached. He won as a result of a slow-driving coup. People within an intelligence organization in this country and a foreign government. This guy should be impeached. We should be impeaching him. We'll block everything he puts through. And by the way, we still have a filibuster in the United States Senate. So good luck getting those Supreme Court justices through, pal, because it ain't happening. And if you see racism, report it. There's a wonderful organization here that when we started getting incidents of racism, you know what? People when they saw the hijab, made it known that we would walk them home. We would walk you home.
Mm.
That happened throughout Melbourne during those times after the bombing in Sydney. We said, we'll walk you home. This must not stand. This is fascism, pure and simple. Your take, Randy?
Well, I'm afraid that if apathy wasn't there, we wouldn't be in this situation. People stayed home from that. People will. This is like I didn't see anything. You know, I didn't want to get involved. Yeah. That always happens in America. Always.
Well, I think it's going to end. I think it's really going to end now. I think that the time for apathy is gone.
Mm.
And I'll tell you why. Because there's no compromising this. Noam Chomsky was asked, and the great intellectual Noam Chomsky was asked, what would be the result of a Trump election? You don't have a choice, people. We've got to get him out of there. And we've got to block him any way we can, because this is what Chomsky said, and I totally believe it. Here it is.
The Trump phenomenon. I was wondering if you could expand a little on that and tell us some of the long-term consequences we will have if Trump is indeed put in office.
If Trump is in office?
Yes, sir.
Well, first we have to ask whether he means what he's saying. I don't know him, you know. I assume that he means what he's saying. If he does, not only we, but the human species is in very deep trouble. I'll come back again to global warming. That is a hugely significant phenomenon. I mean, we're now in a situation where the warming of the planet is proceeding at a level about maybe 100, some claim 1,000 times as high as anything in history that can be checked way back in early, long pre-human history. Nothing remotely like it. Sea level rise is now at a level beyond anything that's gone on for thousands of years. The effects of global warming are already extremely severe. Simply in destruction of species. Species destruction now is at the level of 65 million years ago when a huge asteroid hit the Earth, ended the age of the dinosaurs. Huge destruction of species. That's what's happening right now, and it's accelerating at the latitude where you and I live, roughly this temperate latitude. We are now moving south 10 meters a day just by the average effect of global warming, and that's going to accelerate. These are things with really lethal consequences. Now, what is the Republican Party doing, Trump in particular? There was a conference in Paris last December, an international conference, which tried to set some policies to prevent the global warming before it destroys us. It made some progress, not anywhere near enough. But the goal was to reach a treaty among the countries of the world where they would commit themselves to these measures, inadequate measures, but at least some. Couldn't be implemented. Very simple reason. The Republican Congress would not accept it. So therefore, there's no treaty, just verbal commitments. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Republican majority on the Supreme Court sharply violated precedent to block measures, limited measures to reduce the extensive pollution from coal plants. Well, that's a message to the world, and that message is heard.
On his first day, Randall.
Yeah.
He said he's tearing up the verbal commitments we made to the Paris Accord. He's tearing them up.
Yep.
And, by the way, he's building the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yes.
He is going after the regulatory agencies. He wants to abolish the EPA and the Department of Education.
That's the one that freaks me out. The Department
ladies,
of Education.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have a choice other than total nonviolent demonstration and militancy against this plot against your children's lives.
Mm.
All right, I say nonviolent. I mean a movement equivalent to that of the 60s has to happen now. I don't want to hear any Democrats talk about compromise. There is no compromise. This is about life on this planet. Good night, everybody. Sleep well.
Yeah, I'm going to build a wall, a great big wall.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make Mexico pay for it. Now the wall is not so great, and it's a fence.
Guys, listen, I'm going to shut up now because I've been going on for a very long time.
It's your show!
Yeah, but there was a lot to get through. So, listen, we're going to be back. We're going to have a comedy break just, you know, to lighten things up. We're going to have a comedy break now, and then we'll be back with Randy's Rant here on...
Oh, Randy's Rant!
On a very, very solemn show 162.
Yeah.
Educates. Syncopates. Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
And finally, new rule, now that President-elect Trump has set a record for getting white votes in America, we all must face up to one fact. The Anglo-Saxons are not sending us their best people. But we can't build walls. That's not the answer. Like it or not, we're living with Trump now. Even though that kind of sounds like one of those prescription drug ads you hear on TV. I'm living with Trump, but I'm not letting Trump control my life. So one thing the pundits seem to agree on now is that America has never been so divided, although I'm thinking it may have been worse during the Civil War. But it's definitely the most divided I've experienced in my lifetime, and I lived through the traumatic punk versus disco wars of the 1970s. We've always had our disagreements here, but now half the country literally wants nothing to do with the other half. Our motto is no longer e pluribus unum, it's go fuck yourself. And that is not a sustainable way to live. What it reminds me of is, I think most people in their lifetimes have had the experience at one time or another of having to live with someone you hated. We've all been there, right? Some version of roommate hell, where if they were in the living room, you stayed in the kitchen, and if they were in the kitchen, you stayed in the living room, and if they were in the bathroom, you peed in a jar. You don't give him his phone messages, and while you're out, he drags his balls across your pillow. You could go weeks without acknowledging the other person. It was like living with a ghost who never washes the dishes. Eventually, you end up ignoring each other's existence, living in the same place but not really seeing each other, which is sad, but on the bright side, it does prepare you for marriage. Well, that's where we are as a nation right now. I'm looking at all these jubilant Trump fans and thinking, what happened? I don't even know who you are anymore. And they're looking at us thinking, fag. But we're here. We're stuck here. Oh, sure, people talk about moving somewhere more progressive, like Canada or North Korea, but... But most of us Hillary voters still have a soft spot for this crazy, mixed-up country of ours. It's where we first learned to ride a bike and first ran after the ice cream truck. It's where we served as an altar boy in our church and later sued the church for what happened when we were altar boys. It's where we developed our first peanut allergies. Got our first regrettable tattoos. Huffed our first glue behind our first dumpsters. It's where we played Monopoly during summer vacations, never imagining that going bankrupt in Atlantic City was a stepping stone to the White House. Plus, all our stuff is here. It's tempting to want to divide America down the middle right now. I've actually been in the bad roommate situation where you literally got white tape and made a line through the middle of the apartment. It's something they've tried on many, many sitcoms over the years, starting with I Love Lucy. Lucy on one side, the Spanish-speaking immigrant on the other. She just wanted to make the living room great again. Maybe liberals and conservatives need couples therapy. A safe space where liberals can say to conservatives, your obsession with guns makes me uncomfortable. And conservatives can say to liberals, we feel bullied when you demand that we make gay wedding cakes. But that's probably not going to happen. You can unfriend someone whose politics you don't like, but you can't unfriend 47% of America. Roommates can move out. Patriots can't. America needs you more than ever. Right here with me and the rest of the resistance. Until we can figure out how to really make America great again, and don't ever let them forget, we're still here.
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
Just all gather round.
Yes, everyone, it's now time for Randy.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yes, it's Randy's Rant. Oh, Randy's Raving, Raving Randy is... Thank you for that. That was a that thing. Although Bill Maher got a bit serious there at the end, and he sounded a lot like you with his, you know, up the revolution. I still think, it made me feel better.
I'm not there, but I haven't been there for 30 years.
45 years for me for living there. But I was just there last week.
I know.
But you know what? The great, great thing about Donald Trump, he's a boon for comedians.
Yep.
They are coming out of the woodwork. It's going to be a great day in the morning again for people to take the piss out of the president.
Well, it's always good to laugh, you know.
And satire is great. Satire is great. Okay.
What do you got?
If I say the words electoral college, what do you think I mean? A school?
Screw job.
No. Yeah, an electoral college. Now, in actual fact, it's something that has been around. It was set up by the founding fathers to prevent just the thing that's happened last week. And that is somebody...
It didn't prevent it, though.
No, I know, but the point is it still could, and that's what my rant is about. But first, let's let the listeners hear one of those little kind of like training programs on what is the Electoral College, and then I'll take it from there. Play the track, Bill.
Okay, Randy, here it is.
Americans do not vote directly for their president. I'm not talking about a government conspiracy. I'm talking about the Electoral College, a system that has been around since the birth of our nation. What is the Electoral College? The Electoral College is not a building or institution. It's just the name given to a designated group of people who cast each state's official votes for president. This group is made up of 538 people. Each state has a different number of electors based on their representatives in Congress. So, states like California and Texas have more votes than states like North and South Dakota. The only exception? The District of Columbia, which has three electors, despite not having any voting members in Congress. How does it work? Each party selects their own group of electors. Each state then empowers the electors who represent the candidate who won the most votes, except Nebraska and Maine, who award electors based on a combination of statewide results and districts won. The candidate who receives at least 270 Electoral College votes becomes the next president. What if there's a tie? If there is a tie, or if somebody doesn't get to 270, the House of Representatives appoints the president, and the Senate chooses the vice president. Why does this system exist? In short, the Electoral College was created as a compromise of several different proposals by the nation's founders. Critics say the system allows candidates to become president without necessarily securing a majority of voters' support, which happened in 2000. Advocates argue it ensures less populated states aren't completely ignored. How are these people selected? The electors are chosen by their political parties in each state. The only rule is that they cannot currently hold office. Can an elector ignore the popular vote? Yes. It's called a faithless elector, but it's rare, and it has never affected the outcome of an election. Some states require formal pledges enforced by fines and possible jail time. But historically speaking, members rarely depart from the will of the people.
Yes, the elect.
They rarely depart from the will of the people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they can't. The vote is completely anonymous.
Are you suggesting something, Randy?
I am.
I'm
suggesting a reverse conspiracy, and I'm not the only one. There's a petition with over 3 million signatures
yes.
going around
yep.
to get people to consider that the electors can be faithless. I love that term, isn't it? Just naughty. Faithless electors can actually flip their vote.
Yeah.
Nobody will know.
No.
Yes, they pledged. Yeah.
Do it.
And it doesn't have to be all that many.
Do I think it's going to happen? No. Do I think we should do it? You betcha.
Yes. Okay, let me just talk a little bit about the Electoral College. Now, that's only happened 4 times in history, 5 now. If Donald Trump is confirmed, that a president's been elected who did not receive the popular vote. Only 4 times in the entire history of America.
What are they?
Number one was probably the one where the Electoral College was given its biggest workout. John Quincy Adams, son of John Adams, was elected president, despite not winning either the popular vote or the electoral vote. And this is how the checks and balance works. Andrew Jackson won both categories. However, Jackson didn't reach the designated majority of electoral votes required, so it fell back to the House of Representatives.
Mm.
The House of Representatives gave it to Adams. That might have happened in 2000 if Scalia hadn't stepped in and said, I appoint George W. Bush. It could have gone to the House of Reps, and they would have determined who became president. The second time was nearly 100 years after Declaration of Independence. Rutherford B. Hayes won the election by a margin of only one vote, one Electoral College vote, but lost the popular vote.
Yeah.
But he was appointed. Benjamin Harrison, same thing. He received the Electoral College votes, but lost the popular vote. He won the presidency over Grover Cleveland. Then, finally, much later, over 100 years later, George W. Bush was declared the winner and became the 43rd president, even though he did not win the popular vote.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so it's possible that Hillary Clinton, as you stated earlier, could have up to 1 million votes over Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a good indicator to those electors in the Electoral College going to Washington to confirm Trump or not. Yeah, 2 million. Now, let me just tell you how big those numbers are, okay? Richard Nixon only had a small percentage over Hubert Humphrey in 68 or Kennedy over Nixon in 60.
Right.
So his her vote over Trump is bigger than those two who became president.
Absolutely.
So the people have spoken in the popular vote, giving it to Hillary Clinton.
And when you look at impeachment, this guy is already on trial for fraud, even though this woman has dropped her. This guy is being sued for fraud. you know.
Yes, and was being sued for child rape as well.
Not anymore.
Now, remember the 19th of December. Mm-hmm. That's the date the Electoral College does their vote.
Right.
Now, there have already been people, Republicans, who have come out, because their names are published. Everybody knows who these 500 and so odd Electoral College people are.
Right.
Their names are on the internet. And some of them have come out and said, I'm flipping my vote.
Wow.
It doesn't necessarily mean, one of them was from Texas.
Right.
But I don't think that they could change the outcome for Texas. But if enough of them from those particular states do flip, we could possibly see, for the first time,
yeah,
Either it goes to the House of Representatives, which unfortunately,
no, I don't think it's going to. I don't think the possibility exists that this will happen. But
no, the possibility does exist.
But it does. But you're right. I don't think it will, because if you listen to Morning Joe, you listen to these guys on the fucking the people who got it wrong. They're sitting there saying, "Well, we should all work together and see what he does." And I'm saying, no.
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 And they're saying, oh, show some respect for the office.
No.
Like you've fucking shown some respect for the last 8 years to Barack Obama.
That's right.
And his family.
We've got to
fuck
go.
You.
We've got to go after, you know, and yes, I know we've all got to live together and all that, but this guy is a death sentence to the world.
Yeah.
He is a death sentence to the world.
I got accused by a lot of my friends of perpetrating misogyny by calling Melania Trump's tramp, because of there was a picture of all the first ladies lined up, and her picture was the one from herself.
I thought we've done some stuff on Melania that I've regretted, actually. Yeah.
But anyway, I got told that I should be above all of that, that I should show some respect and all of that. And I'm sorry, I won't. After what they did to Michelle, and are still doing. She's on the cover of Vogue this week. Yeah. Michelle Obama, and they're going on about the bear arms and the monkey and this and that.
No.
And I'm going, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pull any punches when it comes to Trump and his family. And the girls, too.
Yeah.
They're two daughters.
And always remember something, you know, it's about to get very dangerous doing what we do.
Mm. Oh. Well,
no, I'm serious. I am serious. I'm not saying that somebody's going to, you know, target our little podcast, but I'm saying that there are people out in the street threatening other people, and they're doing it. They're doing it. These people always existed, but now they've come out from under their rock because they feel they're in charge, and I despair for that. It's just terrifying. It's terrifying.
Well, your friend Kellyanne Buttface
Conway.
What's her name?
Yeah,
she's actually threatening people. She threatened.
She threatened people that she was going to sue people.
Yeah, I'm threatening you. Don't you disrespect.
She threatened Harry Reid. She threatened Harry Reid with a lawsuit.
Yeah. Don't you go after the president-elect and,
by the way,
disrespect him.
Harry Reid called him a molester and a sexual predator, and he is. I play the tape for you again, Carrie Ann, or Tebby Ann, or whatever the fuck your name is, blonde little Eva Braun lookalike? Shall I play that tape for you again?
Oh, okay. Here's my, to end my rant, I'm going to call to action.
Yep.
Call people. There is, especially the people in America, the list of electors is there. We have a month until the 19th of December.
Yep.
Write to the Republican electors.
Yep.
And say, look, reflect the will of the people, not the will of your party.
Yep.
It is anonymous. Flip your vote and be brave and be bold and save America and the world. Go online. The list is there.
Well, okay. Well,
I'm not going to read it out. It's 500 names.
No. But
their names.
Do they include mailing addresses to these people?
Well, it's got their name and what they do, so it's like an office, I think. I think it would be fairly easy to find out.
Well, you don't want, you know, first of all, I don't want to, I don't want people to be illegally, whether it's illegal to make personal content with these people. You'd have to check that
first.
No,
it's not. Why would you publish their names and addresses if it was illegal?
Oh, well, you know. But I just don't want people to get into trouble. That'd be something that we'd have to check per state. But if there's anything that we can do now, is you have no choice but to be militant,
yes,
folks.
Occupy the Constitution is what you can do.
You have no choice. And I'm telling you, this is not just us being safe over here. People are terrified over here. People are absolutely terrified. And we will be working in our own country, in this country, with other progressives, for example, when he goes in and he violates the climate change agreement, which he's going to do in the first 10 days, we're going to be on the streets.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get on the streets, mate. This is life or death for our country.
It is. Remember,
we love America, by the way. We love you, America.
Yeah, I was just there.
Remember
the 19th of December?
Yeah.
That's the day of the election.
That's right.
That's the day of the election that counts. That's the day when the president is confirmed or not.
Right. Okay, is there anything else, Randy?
Yes, I've got my religious nut job of the week.
Religious nut job of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
And you know what?
Yep.
You are going to be amazed. It had absolutely nothing to do with the ballot.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the Democrats or the Republicans.
Okay.
As you will soon find out.
All right. Here it is. Randy's religious nut job of the week. Right here on Randy's Rant.
Thank you, Marcus Lamb, right there.
At 7:30 at night, we went on the air, but we have a prayer room here.
Yeah.
We had people all across the United States joining with our prayer room here in Dallas in prayer. And look what happened. This was the moment when the whole race broke, when prayer began, the church came out. And then we see a 30-point swing here, a 30-point swing here. And now we see the swing to 95% chance of winning Trump, 5% chance of winning Clinton. It's phenomenal. This graphic that was produced by the New York Times should tell believers and pastors the power of prayer, the power of action. And here it is, a graphic. The night isn't even over. The decision hasn't even been fully made yet about the presidency. And already we know that the glory goes to the God Almighty, the God of the universe, the sovereign Lord. He is the one who did this for us. He did because his people got on their knees and cried out to Holy God and said, we can't go down this road anymore. Father, we ask you for your mercy. And this is the proof positive of what the Lord did. The Lord did this.
That's right, honey.
Yeah.
That's right. The Lord put a molester, an alleged child rapist, in the presidency.
Yeah.
That's what the Lord did. Because the Lord loves you. Good night, honey.
And I'm sure Michelle Bachmann is actually probably bucking for a position in the cabinet.
You know who they've rumored for Department of Interior?
Yeah, your friend Sarah.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she can shoot a moose from a helicopter.
No,
yeah.
This gets better. You know who they're rumored to select for Secretary of State? Newt Gingrich. You know who's going to be our Department of Justice head, Attorney General?
Who?
Rudolph Giuliani.
Oh my God. Oh no. And you know who the
you know who.
Yeah, Supreme Court. Yeah,
you know who's his chief strategist in the White House occupying the Oval Office right now?
I just read that this morning.
Stephen Bannon, a white supremacist. Mm. if you don't fucking think that it's all hands on deck, hit the streets time, and obstruct everything this motherfucker does, you're delusional.
And Ted Cruz for the Supreme Court vacancy.
Yeah.
Don't you love it? Don't you love that?
This is hell.
Yeah.
This is it's like you know it's the end of the world is actually the soup of the day, and they're setting the table.
Absolutely.
What's the soup to the soup du jour? Armageddon.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have some of that.
Who are your waiters? Does it come with Rudolph Giuliani?
Yeah, does it come with oyster crackers? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's universal Armageddon with oyster crackers.
Yeah. Charming.
Thanks for that. By the way, you evangelical Christians who voted for Trump, fuck you.
Yeah, you guys got shafted.
You're a bunch of fucking hypocrites.
No. The evangelical Christians have got a lot of butt hurt coming because he's not gonna overturn any of the gay stuff. He said
that the other day.
By the way,
you didn't know that you were dealing with Donald Trump here, did you?
Because
a lot of people have been disappointed in Donald's word before.
Yeah, you should have seen that coming, guys. Oh, they're going to hate him.
I'm not saying that gays are the only ones that might be taking it up the ass for the next 40 years.
The evangelical Christians.
You certainly are. Yeah. The problem is that the abortion thing. I'm sorry I said it. But the abortion thing, by the way, you may think that Roe versus Wade is gone. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, sweeties. No. We're not going to assign women to backyard abortions. We're going to block every motherfucking guy that comes before the Senate who's against Roe versus Wade. We're going to do it. We're still here, pal.
I hope so.
We got a filibuster in the Senate, man. You're not going anywhere. And any one of those Democratic motherfuckers that sits there and says, well, you know, we do have to make the country work. No. Your first job on day one is to make sure that Donald Trump is no longer president.
Yeah, why don't they shut it down? Can they shut down the government?
That is your only job. We've got to view this the same way the Republicans went at Obama.
Yeah.
None of this, no more Mr. Nice Guy shit. We need him out because for him to be president is a danger to the species.
Yep, just like Chomsky said.
And I am not advocating violence. That's the difference between you and him. We don't need violence for this. Mm. We just need to stand together. That's all we need to
do. Yeah, it's a good thing there were witnesses. I would have killed you, bitch.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I cannot believe someone said that. By the way, that was a tweet earlier. You know, I mean, these guys are out of their rocks. They're out from under their rocks.
We live in interesting times.
And we must stand together all over the world, peacefully, together, as one, and say, no, not on my watch.
Yeah. But see, the whole world can bring pressure. People don't realize that.
It can
bring pressure.
We can do it. We should have won this election, by the way. We should have won it. Even with all of Hillary's problems, we should have won this election. Not enough progressives and Democrats got up and voted. Yep. That's it. Sorry, man. It's on us. So why don't we go to tinfoil hats?
Yeah, let's do that.
I have one. You have one. We'll be back for the remainder of our extra long election review show 162. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Val from Glens Falls, New York, and I listen to the Bill Show podcast.
Yes, folks, it's that time again. Time to discuss the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment tonight.
Yes, Randy, it's tinfoil hat time.
Yeah, we've got our tinfoil. I'm unraveling it now as we speak.
Your chapeau is ready, is it?
Oh, no, I'm wearing an entire bodysuit of aluminium foil.
Is that for the future radiation of the nuclear holocaust, or is that just your tinfoil hat outfit today?
It's my tinfoil hat outfit for life.
Oh, good. Good.
Because, and I even got a catering pack, so it's got like 200 meters of aluminium foil in it. So I'm already. You know,
okay.
back in the 60s, they used to sell bomb shelters at my local shopping mall, And yeah. It looked like a submarine sitting on a flatbed trailer.
Yeah.
And I always wondered what the hell it was when somebody told me it was a bomb shelter and they'd bury it in your backyard. They're talking about bringing those back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Okay, now my tinfoil hat.
Rod Serling should host the rest of our lives. I think that's basically it.
Bob Barker, yeah. My tinfoil hat this week is...
By the way, I just want to say one thing, okay, before you start. I know this has been a depressing show, and we are available for children's parties.
Said no one ever.
Mr.
Gacy. Yes.
This would be the right time for us to join Suicide John
Wayne,
Online.
John Wayne Gacy, is that it?
Oh, no, but I mean, it's just like, Suicide Hotline, Bill here. Let me tell you why your life's over.
Hey, can you drive a truck?
Okay, what do you got?
Yeah, that's when they've outsourced the suicide helpline to Pakistan.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
can
right.
You drive a truck? Yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
God. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
The humor is running a bit dark here today.
Oh, it is. Tomorrow belongs to me.
To me. Okay.
Okay. Now, a teacher in the Bay Area, San Francisco, very blue state. He was a history teacher and also an expert on the Holocaust. A Mexican-American named Frank Navarro was suspended from teaching on Thursday, the day after the election result, over a lesson in which he examined the parallels between the rise of Trump and German fascist dictator Adolf Hitler, which we on this show have done many, many, many times.
Well, it's not that hard.
No, it isn't.
You know, it kind of writes its own.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently he was placed on paid leave after a parent complained in an email about the lesson and statements that he'd made to class. Now, he's 40 years old. He's a veteran. He's an expert in Holocaust studies. And he said, this feels like we're trying to squash free speech. Everything I talk about is factually based.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. And they can and check
they
it
will.
Out. It's not propaganda. It's high school, so it's not like he was indoctrinating children. And anyway, the school district would neither reveal the contents of the complaint email nor go over the lesson plan with him to determine what the parent found problematic. It just was. You know, they have to sign a permission slip to read Fahrenheit 451 in those places.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So poor everybody wants Frank back, but unfortunately the school officials said they've got to wait till things settle down.
Yeah.
He said the students didn't find anything offensive.
No.
They defended them. He's won multiple awards for his studies of the... So he's 65. He's a 40-year veteran of the classroom. He's not 40 years old. So he's a well-seasoned teacher. It's not like he's a newbie. Now, he told his students that Hitler's persecution of the Jewish people bore remarkable parallels to Trump's campaign rhetoric about Muslims, Latino immigrants, and black Americans, which we've said.
Yeah.
Find somebody to blame for your problems and then go after them. So anyway, this poor guy, born and raised in Oakland, which is where my parents were born and raised, he said his Latino students have felt vulnerable and fearful. And he is Mexican-American himself since Trump's election. So I think he was also trying to be a bit of a salve to his students by showing that this guy is a bit evil.
Then you have the parents of the kid, the parents that complain, saying, don't call me Nazi. Oh, well, the shoe seems to fit pretty well, darling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, so Frank Navarro, you're my tinfoil hat of the week. No, the parent is the tinfoil hat.
Yeah,
You're my hero of the week, Frank.
And they'll start thugging. Trust me, they're out of their fucking holes now.
Mm.
They are going to start thugging people. They're going to start intimidating people. They're going to start intimidating public servants, the teachers. They're going to disempower them. You're going to see an amazing rise in this kind of thing. It's already happening now.
And anonymously. People are going to say, Which?
Yep.
Oh, let's do a production. Let's do a production of The Crucible again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that they want us to have a House Un-American Activities Committee again.
Yeah, that's what Newt Gingrich said. He wants a House on Un-American Activities put back in.
He wants to be McCarthy again.
Sure he does.
Because,
well, the rest of us know that McCarthy was a hideous fascist asshole. These guys admire him.
Of course they do.
Roy Cohn was one of Donald Trump's early teachers. He was a closer friend of Troy. And Roy Cohn helped with the House on American Activities activity during the 50s and 60s. It's all come back. Fascism is here. It's here now. So, fascism is there. And it's happening now. I have my tinfoil hat. Corey Lewandowski is the ex-campaign manager for Trump, an ex-state trooper in the town of Lowell.
That's not a terribly exclusive club, Bill.
Yeah, I know. It's about half the population. Well, Manafort isn't available. He's running away from allegations of being bribed by Ukrainians. But Corey Lewandowski has been on CNN being paid by the Trump people and by CNN at the same time to come and shill shit for Trump through these months. You knew the little pricks were in charge when you heard Corey Lewandowski talk to Van Jones on CNN. Here's Lewandowski and Van Jones on CNN election night.
You won. Say it again. I didn't hear you.
You won.
That's right. And Hillary Clinton should say that to the American people and say, support Donald Trump because he's one president.
This is it. Let me finish. I'm not done. Look, it's 2:00 in the morning. She'll talk in the morning.
Will she?
Let him finish. Corey, you're being a horrible person right now. Let me finish.
If this was Donald Trump, the hypocrisy would be so outrageous right now.
I want every parent at home. You won.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
You won.
That's right.
You listen to me, you little fucking hick weasel. You listen to me, you bastard. You lying sack of shit. You have got militancy coming at you, and you are going to get nothing done.
Nothing.
You won? Okay, let's see what you can do with it, clown boy. You have not... You think this is over. You rig the election. You have constant contact with a foreign government. You get your buddies in the FBI to run a coup and win this election without even a fucking popular vote and have the nerve to get on CNN and say you have a fucking mandate and then say, we won. That's right, we won. Yeah, dickweed.
Yeah.
No. Laugh it up, scum. Because I'm telling you, this ain't fucking over.
No, not for a long shot, yeah. No, he's won a whole lot of butt hurt, and that's what he's going to get.
Seriously, man. Seriously. We should be listening to that over and over again. Corey Lewandowski going, that's right, say it again. You won. Yeah, that's right, we did. Yeah? We should listen to this prick again and again and get fucking mad. This ain't over. We're still
And you've
got here.
To show some respect to the president-elect.
For that child-molesting son of a bitch?
Yeah.
For that shyster? For that woman molester? For that guy who grabs pussies?
My 10-year-old son, Baron, is off-limits. Fuck you! What about the 8-year-old daughter of Barack Obama?
Yeah. Two words for you. Fuck and you. Can you hear this? Let me turn it up for you. All right? That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
And this is not violent. We're not going to be like them. We're not going to be violent. But we're going to paralyze you fuckers.
Yeah.
And we can bloody well do it.
His porn actress wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going after Melania anymore. I actually feel kind of sorry for her. No, I've been watching her. No, seriously, Randy.
All she wanted,
I look at her.
All she wanted was
can
a sugar
I, can
daddy.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say something? Okay, I went after Melania. I've done it a few times. I've made some rather crude jokes. I'm not going to do that anymore. You know why? I think she's a battered wife.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's absolutely scared. I it's something about the way that Donald looked over at her voting.
Which was
the other
voting.
Day.
And Paul Ryan did the same thing with his wife.
So I'm serious, Randy. We're not going after Melania. We're not going after the kids.
Okay.
We're not doing that. We're going to stop this guy in his tracks.
What about the
we're
adult kids?
We're going to do it peacefully.
What about the adult
but
kids?
This ain't over. Sorry, what?
What about the adult kids?
Oh, what? Uday and Kusei? Yeah. they certainly are within.
The elephant hunter. Yeah.
The Saddam Hussein kids. Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. I don't have Melania. No, okay. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Look, she won a sugar daddy. She ended up being first lady, and I think that.
Yeah, as I said, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to do that because that lowers us to their level, and I'm not going to do it anymore. But I'll tell you something. When it comes to the husband,
let's go,
pal.
Yeah.
You want political obstruction? You just fucking bought it in spades.
Yeah.
It's gone. You guys, you think what you inflicted on Obama is bad? You have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
You got me?
And
you got me, Corey.
You
buzzcocked little prick.
Yeah, you got Elizabeth and Bernie in the.
That's right.
In the Senate too. That's going to be a team.
Liz Warren said, "We fight. That's what we do.
Yeah.
No more dickering around with I'm a Bernie guy. I'm a Hillary guy. No, no, no. We're together.
We're anti-Trump guys.
We're anti-Trump. All of us." Okay. Listen, that's about it. That's me blowing off steam and you blowing off steam. I want to thank the guys over at Democrats Abroad here in Melbourne
thank
for the
you.
Lovely lovely party that they had. I want to say a special hello to Chris, Stukely, who organized that. She did a fantastic job.
Was the food good?
Okay, with me talking to them. We also have, of course, you may have noticed that we're going out for sponsorships right now. We have been doing the show since what? 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing the show for 2011. Circumstances in my family have certainly changed. So I'm not as flush with funds as I used to be. So if you can sponsor us, even if it's the cost of a cappuccino a month, like $5. It would be such a great help. We got some things that we want to buy for the show. There's the cost of doing the website and the subscriptions that suddenly have become quite expensive. So
yeah, we're not like TYT or anything, you know.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're a podcast, and I know a lot of people listen to us. They enjoy us. We may get them mad sometimes, but at least we're out there doing it. If you like the show, please consider going to thebillshow.net. That's right, everything Bill Show on one place. We've posted a few new things after the election, and we've got a big button that says patron there. Just press the patron button, listen to the video, and give what you can. And of course, we will be giving away.
I think I might do it. I might do it.
Well, absolutely. But I'll be sending out little things that are listed. Not a huge thing, but if you give, I'll tell you, I think it is if you give $50 a month, we're going to do your answering machine message.
That's right. You're going to, and you also come over and wash their dog.
And yeah, that's right. And you can have Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, hello, I know you're not home right now, but you can have Bill Clinton. You can have any of the voices that I do.
I love what you do, Bill Clinton.
I'd like to say that he's not in right now, but if you could call back, that would be just great.
Monica, I think I'll smoke that one later.
I will do voiceovers for you.
Yeah.
If you become a member at that level, check it out. And if you can, please do pitch in. Also, of course, you can listen to us at Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, the place to go if you want a show. Stitcher Radio, don't forget to see us on iTunes and leave a comment on iTunes and review us on iTunes if you can.
And give us any suggestions. And give us any suggestions, like, or you could even, like, you heard Val, yes, some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are a bit ripe. But you heard Val earlier. Send us a little MP3 of you. Sending us a cheerio, and we'll put that to air as well.
We'll put that to air as well. Yeah. Listen, okay, every 2 weeks, and we're going to be here for you throughout the future.
The dark years. Yeah, the dark years.
Hey, this is where we come together. This is the last reel of the film, baby. This is where we come together. I think we can do it. And to that end,
that sounds like the cue for a song.
That is sound of cue for a song. You know something? I was going to play something depressing. I was going to say something ironical. I'm not. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm leaving you with this. It's time to saddle up, peeps.
Yeah, to the barricades. To the barricades.
All around the world.
To the barricades. Here
we go. To the barricades, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it nonviolent, but to the barricades. This has to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time on The Bill Show. So long.
Bye.
Bye, Randy.
Bye.
Bye.